Today we learned in the name of Rav, Kol Mokim She'asru Chachamim B'pnei Marasayim, whenever we're concerned about creating false impressions and misleading people in matters of halacha, afilu b'chadrei chadarim asur, that halacha applies even in the private confines of your home, when I'm a chal between Rishasura and Rishasayachat. Now, the interesting taste is it, but before that, I just want to mention a couple of halachas l'masa. How far does this concept go? So the place can bring a few cases. Firstly, let's say red wine. Is there a problem drinking red wine? Perhaps it can be mistaken for blood. It's negeya for Pesach. How can you drink red wine, which is actually an Indian, on Pesach? Perhaps a person might think you're drinking blood. So the place can say no concern because they're not really so similar in color and consistency, and Chacham will not guide it to that extent. There's another shaila regarding milk. The place can bring a case of chalav shkedim, almond milk, which appears like cow's milk. Can you have it with meat? So the place can say, it depends what type of meat. To have it with chicken, with basar oif, that you could, because basar oif b'chalav is only midrabbanan. And therefore, there weren't goyzer marasayin in this case, as opposed to basar behemah. Animal behemoth meat, where it's awesome and alter to have it with cholov. Here with geyser, ibn maras ayin. Therefore, you can't consume basar behemoth with almond milk, cholov shkedim, because of this maras ayin concern, because it might be mistaken for basar b'cholov. The eitzah around it is the place can bring, is to place some almonds near the milk, in which case, it's going to indicate that this isn't really cow's milk. That explains why you're eating it with meat. Okay, let's go over to Tosis here. Tosis has a kasha. The Gemara Bas brings a shita of Rabbi Doisa, who's very machmer, even a sulam shal shevach, or we had two types of ladders. Sulam shal aliyah, this large size ladder, that you can't handle in any case. But a sulam shal shevach, this special birdhouse ladder, according to Rabbi Doisa, you can't even transport that ladder. At most, you could tip it over, you could hop it over. And Tosis is a medayik, it seems from the Gemara, we had the whole story, Bnei Reb Chiya, that the halacha follows this shita, this stringent shita, that even the sulam shal shevach cannot be really transported outright. Says Tosis, what about the Gemara in Erevin, which speaks about being metatal as sulam? It's pretty clear from the Gemara you could handle a sulam on Shabbos or Yontif. And here we say otherwise. Tosis gives two tuvrits. Firstly, he says, over there, it's a household ladder. Different type of ladder. Here in Al-Gurman, we're speaking about large ladders. So a small household ladder meant for domestic use, that's not Al-Gurman, that's Mutter. There's no concern of anybody thinking you're going to take it for house repairs. So according to this Teretz and Tosis, we have three types of ladders. Sulam Shel Aliyah, the large jumbo ladder, that's Usur, for sure. Sulam Shel Shevach, the birdhouse ladder, that medium-sized ladder. According to some shittas in Al Gemara, it's mutter. According to Rabbi Deis, it's aser. The Gemara in Erevin, which allows, is speaking about the small mini ladder, the sulam meant for the bayis. In which case, he says that's not part of our discussion. That's certainly mutter according to all shittas. Now comes the second teres of Tosis. Listen to this. He says there's a difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. And actually, Shabbos will be more lenient than Yom Tov when it comes to this halacha. Why? He says, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to ladder carry, right? So if you're going to transport your ladder, even within your property, you might take it outside and somebody might notice you. Okay, he's going to repair his roof. So therefore, there's a concern of Marasayin. But when it comes to Shabbos, we cannot carry your ladder outside. Can't carry outside on Shabbos. So you're going to keep it in your house. In that case, he says, there's no chashash marasayin. So even Rabbi Doisa, who doesn't allow carrying a sulam shal shevach on Yom Tov, yes, because he can carry it outside. So then we can't allow it even in the house, because it's marasayin. Even b'chadur chadorim is also. But when it comes to Shabbos, where you cannot feasibly, you can't possibly carry it outside, malach, you're going to keep it in your house. In that case, you can carry the sulam shal shevach. Why not? Nobody's going to see you. So the interesting thing is, because we're working with the premise that Maris Ayin applies all across the board. It's a universal gzera, the street as in your house. Right? We're not machal between locations. That's why we follow the halacha. Maris Ayin is afilu b'chadr chadr. Still, Tosa says that on Shabbos, since you're not going to transport your ladder to the street, nobody's going to see you, you're going to keep it at home, it's not concerned with Maris Ayin. What do you mean? B'chadr chadr is awesome. If it's also outside, it's also inside. It's clear from Tosfos that there is a distinction here. When do we say that something which is usur on account of Maris Ayin is usur everywhere? That's if it can come to a situation of Maris Ayin. But in a case where it cannot feasibly result in somebody seeing you, it's Shabbos today. There's no way anybody's going to see you. So in this case, we allow you to do it in your house. I seem to remember a Tosfos, I can't remember exactly where, but a Tosfos elsewhere, he seems to apply the same concept to a different halacha. He says, Maris Ayin won't apply there because it's a type of thing which is done in private. It cannot be seen by anybody. So by its very nature, it's not something which can come to be observed by others. In that case, we say that it's mutar, no concern of Maris Ayin.